Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News. A manhunt continues in Coffs Harbour after a woman was knocked unconscious in a random assault. The 45-year-old had been walking along the Coffs Creek walkway early Wednesday and sat down to watch the sunrise when she was attacked from behind. It was several hours before she was found.
The male has assaulted this female and rendered her in a semi-conscious state shortly after 6 o'clock, where she has remained adjacent to the side of the walking track until she's found by passers-by at 10:20 a.m.
Detective Chief Inspector Guy Flaherty there. Police want to hear from anyone who saw suspicious behaviour in the area between 5:30 and 10:30 that morning. To other news, and a man's been sentenced over the hit-and-run death of a retired reverend in Port Macquarie last year. Lewis Alfred Witzel pleaded guilty in February to two charges, including negligent driving occasioning death and failing to stop and desist after a vehicle impact causing death, and has been handed an 18-month intensive corrections order to be served in the community. The incident happened on Wednesday, April 12, on Hastings River Drive. Reverend David Curtis died in hospital 2 days later. And Bellingen has been ranked the best council area on the Mid-North Coast to live when it comes to well-being. That's based on the latest data looking at things like the economy, income, employment, housing, health and the environment. Compared to the rest of the country, it's ranked 103rd out of 516 LGAs. There's a threat of washouts in this weekend's local footy with rain on the forecast. In Group 2, Nambucca Heads travel to Grafton and Woolgoolga host Maxville, while Sawtell captain coach Sam Johnston's hoping to keep the Panthers' good form going against South Grafton.
I back our fitness and our game plan every day of the week, so looking forward to a tough game and, yeah, really setting up our season to start off with two wins and a draw would be ideal.